John Edwards was Kerry's chief rival by the end of the Democratic primaries, and in many ways the candidates are quite different, both politically and personally. Rob Christensen is a columnist for the News and Observer in Raleigh, North Carolina, who has covered John Edwards for many years. He's on the line from the Kerry rally in Pittsburgh's Market Square. Good morning.
Good morning.
Remind us who John Edwards is. I mean, we know he's optimistic, youthful. Tell us more.
Well, it's really an extraordinary story. Here's a man who was almost totally uninterested in politics as late as 1997, didn't even vote half the time, was never even class vice president in his high school. He was a man totally devoted to his career, which was a very successful trial lawyer. And what happened, of course, was in 1996 he lost his son, which was a kind of a life-transforming event. That was a 16-year-old son died in a freak automobile accident. And it changed his whole life. He became interested in politics, elected to the Senate in 98 as a fresh face, spending millions of dollars of his own money, beating a Republican incumbent senator. It is a really, truly amazing rise in a very short period of time for somebody who's spent most of his adult life uninterested in politics.
Well, that inexperience was used against him during the campaign when John Kerry ran against him. He observed that Senator Edwards had little or very relatively little experience. Will that help this campaign or hurt it?
Well, certainly that is the weakness of the Edwards candidacy, is that he is not the seasoned Washington insider, doesn't have a lot of experience on national security issues, although he is a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. But on the other hand, he has some benefits being a newcomer. He doesn't speak in Washingtonese. He is able to speak in clear language that people understand, which sounds so simple, but is very difficult for many political leaders to do.
He was, again, as you say, a very successful trial lawyer. How will that play out in the campaign? Help him? Hurt him?
Well, it has never hurt him in North Carolina. The Republicans have used that issue against him time and time again, saying he's from a special interest, financed by special interest trial lawyers. But that has not sold in North Carolina, and I think it will not sell nationally. Although Republicans, it doesn't really cut among average voters, we have found so far in his political career.
While they were running against each other, Kerry had some significant differences with Edwards over the issues. What were the most serious ones?
Well, I think trade was the biggest issue. Edwards comes from a state that's been very hard hit with trade. Particularly the textile industry is evaporating in his state. And so he has been very strongly opposed to a lot of these trade deals, to NAFTA and so forth. And he forced Kerry to make some to modify his position some on some of these issues. So I think the biggest difference, besides personality and style, that sort of thing, is the trade issue.
There has been talk that Kerry and Edwards were not that comfortable with each other personally. What do you know about that?
Well, I think that's right. I think that Kerry saw Edwards as a bit of an upstart. So I don't think that there is, they're not enemies. I don't think there's any bitter feelings there, but there's not any real closeness. I think it's a very pragmatic decision, which we've seen in the past with Ronald Reagan and the elder George Bush and John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Rob Christensen is a columnist for the News and Observer in Raleigh, North Carolina, speaking to us from Market Square in Pittsburgh at the Kerry rally.